What if you could live your life to the themes of Pride and Prejudice, or Sense and Sensibility? The new film, The Jane Austen Book Club, takes on that notion from a novel of the same name. The film focuses on a group of California women and their men who examine their own lives through the prism of the novels.
C'est vrai, c'est typique. A man can do whatever he likes to the woman he loves.
Oh, I don't think that's what Austen's saying. Actually, Emma stops being crazy when she falls for Mr. Knightley. It's the event of the book. Love is an act of sanity.
Writer and director Robin Swycourt joins us now from our studios at NPR West. Robin Swycourt, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for inviting me.
I have a question for you. You've been a screenwriter for most of your career. This is your first feature directorial effort, right?
That's correct.
And I know that you adapted Memoirs of a Geisha. I want to ask you, when you came to this project, what told you that you wanted to do it?
I wanted to do this film. I would say the strongest reason is that I love to read the novels of Jane Austen. This film, thematically, I was very interested in because I had been thinking a lot about how fractured our lives are and how difficult it is. We talk about how hard it is to achieve community when people live away from their families and we commute in our cars and we're isolated and so forth. But here we are in the middle of a time when we are ostensibly the most connected we've ever been by cell phones and the internet. And what I felt was that it was a unique opportunity to make a film about how people overcome that. They decide to focus enough to read or reread. They focus enough on each other that they can come to know each other and kind of change their lives in small ways. And it is the shape of the film is people moving toward community without really being aware that that's what they're doing.
Did you have any reservation that it would be seen as something entirely feminine and therefore eligible for only a certain market or able to be dismissed?
I think that any time a woman makes a movie with a female protagonist, you run the risk of having people call it a chick flick. It's just a way of marginalizing women. But in this particular case, I didn't worry too much about whether it would be labeled one thing or another, because I knew that I was making a film that was sort of a date movie in the best sense. We could watch it together, and we would forget that the sort of consumer marketing world likes to divide people off into these niches.
I want to say I really enjoyed this film. I'm a former literature major, and I love Austen. This is still, to me, a bold move to bring people to life who are sympathetic, and it isn't just the women who are sympathetic here. You have an ensemble cast. The men in it are Jimmy Smits and Hugh Dancy, and the men are really a delightful part of this movie.
Because it's a novel about novels. You know, you can see Austen as the young writer questioning herself. Who's a heroine? What makes a good story? Are novels a waste of time? What am I going to write? What should I write?
I like that.
I love the men in this movie. Because just as in Austen's novels, the men are holding up one half of the sky in this film. I think there's a tendency to say, oh, aren't these women great? But the men were such a key part of the film for me.
Which novel were you thinking predominated here? Which of the Jane Austen six?
Well, I guess the most attention is given within the ensemble to Jocelyn's story. And she sort of begins with Emma and passes through Elizabeth Bennet and sort of ends up as Anne Elliot in Persuasion. So
let me just interject here for clarity's sake. Jocelyn's story, and Jocelyn is played by Maria Bello. She is the most alone. She's lived alone. She raises Rhodesian Ridgeback dogs. She is actually the most interesting, and she did make me think of a lot of Austen's heroines because she's very much her own person, alone, seems to defy convention, but is a pretty complex cookie, if you will, underneath.
That's right. We don't necessarily feel her need at the beginning. She just begins to betray it in small ways.
Let's listen to a little bit of Jocelyn.
You should bring Sylvie here. It's so romantic.
You know, she's planning this library fundraiser. She's busy.
Call her. It's hard to be alone.
Well, maybe her husband will come back.
Maybe.
Jane Austen should write that.
She did. In Persuasion, Anne Elliot is in love with this guy, Wentworth, who's in the Navy, right? But her family thinks that he's not good enough. So he leaves. When he comes back, he's become this wealthy man, but he's no longer in love with her.
Okay, don't tell me anymore.
So you're enjoying the Austin, I see.
Yeah.
If Jocelyn is a kind of the strong woman who doesn't need men, you've also got women in here who might be more vulnerable. And I'm thinking of the character played by Emily Blunt, Prudy. And she's tempted by a high school student, which is a pretty explosive notion these days. Any day.
Oh, yes. From the very beginning, almost no one likes her. And then when she starts getting involved with the student, and it's really just begins in conversation with him, and you begin to feel her need and her loneliness and how unparented she is, and she is a little bit lost in herself. She doesn't really know how to be married or even how to be an adult. And I think that we come to know her so that we root for her to do the right thing and not screw up her life. And then we get to see how, through the book Persuasion, come to some kind of understanding about herself.
Did you have a favorite Austin character or a favorite female character in this movie?
You know, that's a great question, because when I was working on the script, I was enamored of Persuasion because I felt that I was at a time in my life when, like Anne Elliot, I needed that second chance. I'd been trying so hard to break through as a director, and John Kelly gave me that chance. In terms of who I identified most with the character, I'm really embarrassed to say that the person I felt most like was the most difficult member of the group, which was Prudy, because she was the little girl that had to write an essay on Julius Caesar and iambic pentameter. And everyone made fun of her. And I was absolutely that kind of bookwormy, geeky little girl, you know, sitting in the corner whispering my little stories to myself. So, you know, you always in your mind make a kind of the sequel of all sequels. Where are these people 20 years later? And when I think about Prudy 20 years later, I hope that she has found the balance that I was able to find in my life.
Robin Swycourt is the writer and director of the Jane Austen Book Club. It comes out nationwide October 5th, and she joined us from the studios of NPR West. Robin Swycourt, a real pleasure. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for inviting me.